Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have another Warren. Yes, there's more than one. Warren Tobin is joining us. He will be talking about the upcoming workshop for SCORE in Jamestown. And Warren, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Warren.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome. It's so different talking to another Warren and hearing my name back, and it's a lot of fun. So we're going to have fun with this. SCORE is such a great organization that's been in Jamestown for a few years now. And Warren, would you mind kind of explaining what SCORE is and what you guys do?
Yeah, well, start of all, the SCORE organization is a national organization, which basically consists of mostly people that are retired, mm-hmm. although you don't have to be retired to join. And generally, they're past executives, leaders in the community, and people that have a certain background that that qualify for them and want to do service to others, because that's the first letter of SCORE is service corps of retired executives. And of course, again, they don't they change the bylaws. They no longer have to be retired. Yeah. And there are several SCORE units in every state, and we're an offshoot of the Bismarck one in North Dakota. There are four major ones in the four major cities.
Awesome.
And Jamestown, we're a little smaller, so because we are a little smaller, we become a chapter under the Jamestown. Bismarck.
The Bismarck one.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, and I love the organization. It's just a lot of successful individuals who have either started a business, have been involved with business, have been in those higher-ups, just want to help others individuals reach that same success.
Well, certainly, yeah. And the purpose of SCORE is to bring that experience that we have as a volunteer to walk alongside with somebody that's new to starting a business or running a business, never done this before, and kind of bring our experience and our life experiences into this and be able to help people, to mentor them, to show them tips about doing things. And we do that without any fee. We have online. Yep. And because of the online resources, we actually have access. Should we have somebody that wanted to start a business in Jamestown we don't have expertise for, we have access to create video mentoring capability for somebody that maybe lives in South Carolina or New York. Wow. Or something like that.
Yeah.
that could do, if you will, online and potentially video mentoring.
Wow.
So there is that capability. And one of our goals is, if the client desires, is to develop a long-term relationship where we can refer people as the business grows, matures, changes, and there needs to be different things added. Right. To the business, expansions, building new buildings, and those kind of things, that you can bring a lot of expertise to bear.
Sure.
For free. Yeah. To help you make those decisions, have a more efficient business or a better business, or help. Yeah. You with business plans. And that's where a lot of times we start interfacing with customers, is when they're writing business plans. They've never written a business plan before, and the bank. Right. Says, well, you need to have a business plan before we will loan you money.
Yeah, they're like, what's a business plan?
Yeah. Yeah.
So SCORE providing a lot of different tools and resources for that, and again, providing that for free, like Warren says. And coming up here on May 16th, just another one of those tools that you guys are providing, another one of those opportunities. You guys are going to be holding a workshop in Jamestown.
That's correct. It'll be on May 16th from 6:30 to 9 o'clock p.m. at Jamestown University at the Sheldon Unruh Center.
Okay.
That's the business department up there at the college.
Yeah.
The university, I should say.
I still get it confused, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's been Jamestown College a lot longer than it's been the university, yes, so I guess I can cut us a little slack on that for us old-timers around here. But anyway, we have three major presenters that evening that will be talking about very important things that deal with the needs of businesses, how businesses need to get started, set up, and organized, and be able to borrow money.
Yes.
Which is always a good thing if you're trying to start a business to have money. So the first presenter on this will be Jennifer Bollingberg from Schauer & Associates, accounting firm in town. And she'll be talking about basic business record keeping.
Okay.
And another thing you want to keep in good compliance with the law, right? And
yes.
Government and the IRS and other people like that. So she'll be talking about sales tax compliance.
Okay.
And then data management for tax filing, which, again, for many new businesses, you can get in really, really hot water if.
Yes.
You don't properly do your taxes. So you set up payroll, okay, for record keeping. And then because of their accounting firm uses QuickBooks as the application, they'll actually do some training on QuickBooks for somebody that may not be familiar with that.
Awesome.
It's a great program, but if you've never seen it before, it might be a little intimidating.
Yeah.
To get started with
right.
With QuickBooks. Our second presenter is Kelly Rachel, who's the president of Unison Bank. He's going to be the money guy, talking about money. He works for a bank. Go figure.
He knows what he's doing, yeah.
He does. And he's going to talk about steps to get business loans, to secure those loans, as to finance your business, financing options. And there are a myriad of options that are available for people financing business. And, of course, almost all of them start with some of your own money.
Right.
Most businesses, and we get a lot of clients that will come in that haven't really gotten that message yet.
Yeah.
Is that the banks generally want the proprietor or the sole proprietor or the business itself to have some skin in the game.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, you know, so that they have some risk, to put some money at risk.
Right.
So that's important. And then he'll talk about how to take that and use that as the basis for securing buy-down loans, government financing, you know, various things like that. Our final presenter is Timothy Ottmer from Ottmer and Ottmer Law Firm. And they're attorneys at law, and he's a retired judge, municipal judge in Jamestown, so he's got a lot of experience with a lot of different areas of law.
Yeah.
We're not going to be talking about some of those, obviously, but he'll be speaking on the pros and cons of the different types of business legal entities. And I believe that someone told me one time there were 7 different ways you can form a business.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And that can get really complex, but there's really 3 that are the most common ones are partnerships, LLCs, and sole proprietorships are
awesome.
The most common ones I've encountered in my time dealing with businesses. And I think that those are the probably, but I'm sure that will be his emphasis of his presentation.
Okay, very good.
And there are advantages and disadvantages for various business organizations, setting them up, how they're set up, and liabilities and the amount of taxes you pay and what's deductible and various things like that. So it's very important. A lot of sole businesses, sole proprietorships, excuse me, are a really good way to start a new business. You can always many times change that later, although there may be certain circumstances where an LLC is more important because legal liability, somebody might sue you.
Yes.
So, you know, it's really important to know the distinctions. So I'm sure Judge Ottmer will do a great job of explaining those.
Absolutely. Again, Warren Tobin joining us right now, and let's talk about it with the Jamestown Score and their workshop coming up. And I'm thinking, Warren, if anybody's listening to this and they're like, I didn't even think about that, or I have questions about this, it sounds like this workshop is going to be the best place to go to get that information, and we encourage people to sign up for
certainly.
It.
Certainly. Again, I think I mentioned that it was free, but I will emphasize it again. It's a free workshop on May 16th from 6:39 at Jamestown University, the Sheldon Unruh Center. And if you have any questions about it, you can talk to the South Central Regional Council at 429 2nd Street Southwest. Telephone number there is 952-8050. Pretty easy to remember that one. And our SCORE chapter president is Dave Smetty at 320-6268. Again, fairly easy to remember, but I'll repeat them because a lot of times that's important. Advertising tells you got to say it 3 times
exactly.
For people to remember.
Yep.
952-8050 for the council, or Dave at 320-6268. And I hope that people that are interested will be attending and get a lot out of these free presentations.
Absolutely. One more time to Warren. You guys have a meeting or anything that people can come to as well if maybe they're interested in joining a SCORE? You mentioned that a little bit too.
And that's good. We do meet on an infrequent, unscheduled basis. So the best way to get to know about a meeting, if you are interested in joining our group, would be to call Dave directly at 320-6268.
And there's number 3.
And on top of that, he's got a landline that's in the book. If you
awesome. If people still have that, right?
Yeah, he does. He still does. And so do I. But,
good. Perfect. So again, the SCORE workshop, absolutely free, like Warren said, coming up on May 16th. We want people to get there, get involved, get that information from those individuals, like Warren said. And Warren, anything else about SCORE or about the workshop you want to mention?
I think we covered it, the basics of what's going on. Again, we'll be looking forward to presenting that. And we do other workshops. We do a regular workshop, and this is just we're mentioning this one because this is the one that's most present, but we tend to run them about quarterly in various areas of business. And this is a good one to get started with if you've not attended a workshop, because it covers some business basics that everybody needs to know. Even if you've got an ongoing business, you may learn something that could help your future.
There you go. Perfect. So get it on your calendar again, May 16th. Warren, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Warren.